Hey, GWA Backstage, it's St. Lorenzo Woman and Parabolar La Bamba posted actually a really good, long food and drink questionnaire. And I like food and drink, so I figured I would answer it. Also, I'm bored and it's late. Starting off with the most basic and predictable of questions, what is your favorite food and your favorite thing to drink? Favorite food is so hard because I was diagnosed with celiac disease about 4 or 5 months ago, and that really affects what I can eat. So I've gone basically most of my life eating whatever I want. Because I don't really have food allergies, or didn't at least, and so now all of a sudden I have to not just watch what I eat, but like really watch what I eat, and most foods are kind of verboten. So I would have to say, like, favorite food. Oh, sorry. It's nice out, the window's open, so there's a lot of background noise. Favorite food to eat that I can still eat. Well, favorite thing to drink thankfully hasn't changed. Alcoholic is Pimm's Cup. I've mentioned it before. I'm absurd about those damn things. They're just so good. They're nice and fruity and fresh and like great. Non-alcoholic, chocolate milk. I didn't get chocolate milk growing up, like, ever, so as an adult, it, you know, you reach that magical point when you realize you can buy whatever food you want, whatever you want, and it's like, one day you just realize that, and it's like, oh, okay, but I still didn't do favorite food. Pizza. I can still kind of eat it sometimes. It's not as good, but, I guess just for sheer variety, because I can't think of a specific food that I just, like, kill for. Least favorite food. I'm gonna sound like a child, but Brussels sprouts. I cannot eat Brussels sprouts because I had a bad experience as a kid where my mom, like, I grew up in one of those families where if you didn't eat what you were given, you didn't eat. And my mom made Brussels sprouts and we couldn't leave the table until we ate them. And she was like, if it's so bad, just swallow them whole, which do not ever tell anyone to swallow a Brussels sprout whole, especially not a kid. Gag reflexes. Favorite cuisine and why? So I grew up in South Texas, San Antonio specifically, and I would have to say my favorite cuisine is Tex-Mex. A lot of people would say Mexican, but it's not Mexican, it's Tex-Mex. So my favorite food, pizza, doesn't really belong to it, but it's also partially because there's so much Tex-Mex I can't eat because of flour tortillas. Oh no! After a traumatic brain injury, your tongue can only detect one of the 5 main tastes. Sweet, sour, bitter, salty, or umami. Which sense of taste do you hope remains? Umami. Like, just that rich wholeness. It's not quite salty, it's kind of that meaty, so good. What's something that you've eaten that most people would find really, really strange, unusual, or even disgusting, and where did you eat it? I'm not much for strange foods, to be quite honest. I'm not a picky eater, but I get weirded out pretty easily. It's sad. I come from a town that's really known for brain sandwiches, and I've never had one. I don't eat icky things. I guess the worst experience I've ever had was when I was in Japan and we stayed at a traditional inn, and for breakfast they were like, hey, here's a whole baked fish, head and eyes and everything, and I was not a big fan of that. I was kind of hungover anyways, so that wasn't fun. When it comes to food, what is your guilty pleasure? Taco Bell. Even before it was the only fast food I could eat, I have an absurd love for Taco Bell. I know it's shitty food. I don't pretend it's not shitty food. But it's my guilty pleasure, I guess you could say. What is the most indulgent, sumptuous, or otherwise extravagant dish or meal you've eaten? I don't really go for, like, overly extravagant food. I don't know, I guess to me, I usually feel like I can make the same thing at home or do something similar for like half the price. I guess it would have to be, well, to divulge a little more, my wedding reception dinner. We did like it backyard style, and we had Tex-Mex and Chinese and like American and cupcakes, and we stupidly way overbought food. We forgot that because we had so many different foods, we shouldn't just multiply. I can't explain it. Basically, we had 100 people. We had food for like 300 people. 'Cause San Lorenzo can't math. That's, I say that, but I can. I do stats as part of my job. I mean, I'm not a dummy, but I just wasn't thinking about it because it was food. Would you rather have dinner for breakfast or breakfast for dinner? Breakfast for dinner, for sure. Especially after being diagnosed with celiac. Like, breakfast food is half of what I eat, I feel like. I eat eggs all the time. Oh, sorry, that's San Lorenzo dog. I'm sure that you're hearing. She has opinions about a multitude of things. So yeah, breakfast for dinner any time of the week. You've just had a super shitty day. What is the one comfort food that will always lift your mood? Again, it's so hard now because, yeah, like, it's not an excuse or whatever, and I hate talking about it so much, but celiac just totally, like, crushes what you can eat. So one food that would always lift my mood. I mean, like, old school good Chinese food. That's what would always make me feel good. And again, like Tex-Mex. And I can still have Tex-Mex to some extent, but it's just all altered and not the same. Do you have any dietary restrictions? Guess what, y'all? Guess what? I have celiac. If you didn't catch on to that by now. I've got celiac disease, so for medical reasons, I do indeed have dietary restrictions. I cannot have any gluten, at all. Even cross-contamination. It doesn't necessarily make me, like, sick, like, I don't necessarily feel ill, but, it basically eats away at my intestines, for lack of more sufficient explanation, and, it's so shitty. It's so awful. Not just because, like I've talked about, like it changes how you eat and how you have to eat, but because there's such a trend of like gluten-free, I almost feel responsible if I ever eat out and stuff to be like, what's gluten-free? And wait, don't start telling me yet. First, let me tell you, I have celiac, can eat gluten even if I wanted to, and BT dubs, totally want to. I joke about having a once a year sick holiday and just like getting all my old school favorite foods that I can't eat anymore and just like living in a bathroom for a day or two. I'm sorry, that's way too much information. This is like sexy GWA backstage San Lorenzo woman talking about getting sick from gluten. Oh, baby. Okay, moving on. Can you cook well? People tell me I can. I generally can. I'd like to be able to cook meat more consistently. Steak, I'm horribly inconsistent with. I don't time things very well. So that's a hard one. And definitely I'd like to figure out how to cook a little better with the restrictions I have now. If you can cook, who or what taught you? Definitely not my parents. My mother is a horrible cook. Don't tell her I said that, but she does not cook good food. It was mostly a mix of internet, being a vegetarian for a while, and my mother said, okay, well, have fun with that. You get to cook your own food because I'm not cooking for you. So a lot of it's self-taught. Definitely like cooking TV. I think I answered one of these the other day that my guilty pleasure is definitely like food competition shows. What is your favorite food to make? Definitely, partially because I also like to cook for other people. I like to cook for people and make them happy and make them enjoy food. So due to my partner's love of food, like just old school steak, potatoes, salad, like steakhouse dinner at home. 'Cause it's good for me, but it also makes me feel good to make something for someone else. What meal is a staple in your household? For me, especially these days, it's eggs, scrambled with some sriracha mayo on top, sausage, maybe some breakfast potatoes, not hash browns. I'm not a big fan of hash browns, but, you know, like the diced potatoes, sometimes bacon, but bacon's just messy. Sausage is easier. Links, not patties. Yeah, that's pretty much a staple meal in my personal life, at least. So now the sexy question. You're making dinner to impress a lady or guy for a date, hoping that they'll stay the night. What do you cook? I don't know, something that's heavy so they can't move afterwards and they have to stay? No. I think honestly, like something that's really simple so I can spend more time with them and impress them with me, not my food. So probably like just a nice salad. And maybe like a quiche or a frittata. Something that's good, not too heavy, because, you know, if you want them to stay the night, you don't want heavy shit. Nobody wants to fuck when they're like carved up. At least I don't. So I guess that's what I cook. Assuming the date goes well, what would you make for your date the morning after? I used to in my undergraduate days. When I'd have people over to drink and we'd all get super smashed, I always loved to make a big fry up the next morning. So like bacon, sausage, eggs, beans, toast, what else would I fix? I didn't really do tomatoes because I never had them in the house. I mean, yeah, basically just like an English fry-up type deal. Oh, some cheese on the side, just like a nice cheddar. That is the best hangover cure, if you ask me. Just fat and salt and... Have you ever thought about seducing someone by cooking for them completely naked or wearing nothing but an apron? No. I guess I don't really wear pants around the house. So usually when I cook, I'm just in like a t-shirt or a tank top. But cooking naked is a dangerous game. Just unless I was doing like gazpacho or something. Just heat plus naked body parts does not work good. And would it work on me? You'd probably get a laugh out of me. And so, yeah, it might work. Which is better, sex in the bedroom or sex in the kitchen? Generally, I'll say bedroom. I mean, the kitchen's for food, guys. I don't really want to clean up after sex in the kitchen. Like, kitchens are supposed to be semi-sanitary, at least. And good sex is not sanitary, let's face it. Have you ever tried an aphrodisiac to see if it actually worked? No. I mean, I've had these foods. Like, I've had honey, I've had watermelon, I've had chocolate. But I've never seen if they worked. Oh God, have you ever used a cooking oil? No, I've never used a cooking oil as a personal lubricant. Do not do this, please, folks. It's not generally a very good idea. Have you ever used food in a sexual encounter? I've never licked something off a partner, really. Never done body shots. Never eaten sushi off a naked bunny. Body. I will admit, in my younger days, to having used some nice meaty carrots to masturbate before I was willing to go out and buy my own dildos. I always used a condom. So if you're gonna fuck yourself with food, at least use a condom, I guess. God, I don't think I've ever admitted that to anyone. If you could date the personification of any food, what would you date? God, that just takes me back to at Walt Disney World years ago, there was like this food rocks and all the like vegetables and meat and stuff saying, and like the California raisins. I think for people of a certain age, personifications of food is kind of weird because it's just going to bring up these like thoughts of weird claymation foods, dancing and singing. Personification of any food. I just do not know. Definitely nothing with gluten because, it would just fuck me up. I don't know. That's a weird question. I'm not gonna lie, it's very odd. Name a sex act and food item that you wish you'd tried sooner. Food item would be Russo salad, like a Russian salad. It's kind of like a potato salad, but it's a little different. It's got beets and potato and carrot and peas sometimes. It's really good. And a sex act. It took me weirdly long to try doggy style, and I mean, that would have to definitely be like one of my like top three positions. Sex act and food item that you tried once and would never try again. Oh God. Accidental water sports? Ugh. Giving a drunk boyfriend in college a blowjob, and all of a sudden, urine everywhere. So much urine. No. Just no. And a food item that I'd never try again. I don't think I've ever had anything that I would say, like, just nix forever. Yeah. A sex act and food item that you can't live without. Food item, I'm gonna go with eggs. I didn't like eggs as a kid, but like, God, they feel like the backbone of my diet anymore. Eggs are good for you. They're a healthy food. There's an infinite way to make, like, number of ways to make them. They're useful in baking and cooking. Eggs are just wonderful. I should do, ads for the egg board or something, I guess. Sex act that I can't live without. I'm just gonna say, like, is masturbation a sex act? If it's not, it should be classified as one because it is. And I would say that's the one that, like, you definitely can't live without because what if you don't have a partner? What if shit's fucked up, yo? And, like, I don't know, just masturbation, you can do it just about any time, anywhere, like preferably not in school and shit, but self-pleasure is always an option. Name a sex act and a food item that makes you feel all warm and fuzzy and happy when you're done. sex act would be probably just that kind of like slow, languid sex that comes with generally having a partner for a minute. That kind where you take your time and it's just slow, and especially in the morning, like on a weekend morning, you just take your time and yeah. I think that's what I'd have to say. And a food item that makes me feel all warm and fuzzy and happy when I'm done. A good burger and fries. Like a proper burger with a bun. I have to find a gluten-free bun and like no cross-contamination of fries and just like, yeah. And here where I live in the Midwest, we've got like this great burger fry place that does gluten-free buns, and it's just, it's one of those good, like, after you eat it, you're just like, ah, I'm just gonna go sit in the sun like a cat for hours and just, yeah. So, there we go. Lots about me and food and drink. Mostly food, though. I feel like there's not very much drink on here. And in case you didn't get it by now, guess what? Guess what? I have celiac. So, ta for now.